Thanks for calling Eagle Moss. This is Khalifa.
Hi, Khalifa. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am calling about an order that I keep calling you guys about because it keeps arriving broken. Shall I give you my order number?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay. It's 326-742-6003.
Okay. All right. So your account is pulling up. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Which piece is showing up broken?
Okay. It's a TARDIS control panel. And it's the top part of the control panel, which is like a little railing around the top.
Okay.
And I've gotten 3 of them already, 2 replacements in the original. The railing has always been destroyed. I mean, I know how it could be fixed, but it goes back to the factory. The packaging is wrong. I mean, because what it's doing, it's bouncing around inside. And, you know, I can't be the only one that's got a complaint with this because, you know, it's just not packed correctly and it breaks. But I don't know what to do. This is like the 3rd one, and, you know, I actually feel bad calling you, but it just keeps coming in broken.
All right.
I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, send another one. That one will probably come in broken, too, because it needs a piece of foam on top of it. What it's doing is it's bouncing around inside the package.
Yeah.
And the people in the factory, whoever's packing it, I guess in China, they're just not putting that foam in there to make sure it's not broken. Like I said, I can't imagine that I'm the only one that has a problem with this product because it's just not packed right.
Okay. So what I can do, I can put in for them to send you another one and make that special note that the packing isn't correct. That's why it keeps arriving broken.
Yeah, the top pack. I mean, it's like it's inside a, you know, plastic dome thing, a hard plastic dome thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just bounces up and down. So what's happening is when it's traveling, and it may even be happening before you're getting it in your warehouse. It may be happening, like, between where it's made and you guys even getting it, you know, because it's just not in the package securely, excuse me. You know, I mean, I don't know whether to ask you for a refund or you know, to ask for another one, you know, because I imagine it's going to come in broken again.
That would be totally up to you.
Well, I mean, could I get a refund on it? You know, I feel bad, but it's just not coming in the way it should.
Okay. All right, so let's see here. Okay, so, and the good phone number for you is the 973-729-7780.
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry to be a pest, but, you know, it's really annoying. It was supposed to be a present, you know. It's supposed to be a Christmas present, but, you know. But I can't imagine, like, everybody else who's getting the same thing. They're probably all going to be calling you because it's just not packed correctly, you know. And it's a shame because it's pretty nice, you know. It's. But...
Okay. All right. What is the name of that piece? The top railing?
The name of the whole piece is the TARDIS wooden console. It's the fourth Doctor. And it's a top railing. It's supposed to look like a little brass railing around the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that just keeps coming and getting totally smashed. I mean, there's like nothing left. There's like little tiny pieces of plastic in the bottom of the thing. But,
okay.
You know, if you can, I don't know if you can. I know, you know, maybe you're not set up for this, but if you can, like, get back to your company and tell them to contact somebody in China where they're making it and tell them to put a piece of foam on the top, that would solve the whole problem so it wouldn't bounce around, you know.
Huh?
But I don't know if you, you know, if you want to do that, that's fine, but that would solve your problem.
Okay. Let's see.
It's too bad because it's, you know, it's a nice little model, but it's not surviving.
Okay. All right. So I have put that in for you.
Okay, good.
And I have also put in your comment letting them know about the pack.
Thank you. You know, it's probably right at the source where it's being made, you know, because it's probably not you guys at all where you're sending it from your distribution point. I'm betting it's being broken right, you know, as it's traveling from wherever it's coming from, I guess China. You know, so it's probably right in the factory. That's what they need to do.
Okay.
You know, because, I mean, the packaging that's coming in, it's coming in nice. It's got nice packing around and everything. So it's not you guys. I'm sure, you know, they're not even noticing it when they're packing it from your point or wherever your distribution point is. You know, because it looks okay until you look at it. And then, oh, okay, it's broken. But, you know, so it's probably not you guys. It's the factory people.
Right. Somewhere in transit, it's getting messed up.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Somewhere in transit, it is getting damaged.
Yeah, I think right from the factory, to be honest with you, because I've been looking at it and saying, well, you know, all they needed to do when they made it and put it in that package was just put a little tiny, you know, soft foam, just put it right on top so it doesn't bounce around. But
okay.
If they're not doing that, then, you know, you guys are not getting good products.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I'm sorry I had to call you. I mean, I feel bad calling because I know you've been, everybody that I've spoken to has been really helpful from you guys. And, you know, I really appreciate everything, but it's just, you know, it's just not working. you know, and I really, you know, I wanted to give it to this person that I know who's really into the Doctor Who stuff. And, you know, would have been nice if it was not broken.
Oh, yeah.
So I thank you for everything. I appreciate it.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Everybody else in customer service has been really good, you know. So it's not you guys at all, and, you know, I don't think it's even your distribution people. It's the factory.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I do apologize for that again.
Yeah, tell the factory to call me up, and I'll give them a piece of my mind.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's like such a simple thing to protect your product, and they're not doing it in the factory. And,
right.
It's, you know, it's like, you know, so I'm sure, you know, that lots of other people are calling because I don't think anything is going to survive with that particular model, the way they got a package. So if you look into, like, computers, I'm sure you've got, like numerous people complaining about this. So, you know, your people in the U.S. should contact the people that are making it and say, hey, do it the right way. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't want to drive you crazy and go on and on and on. It's just irritating to me. Like, oh, it's just so nice. Why did they let it get ruined?
Oh.
It's okay, you know, but thank you again. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. If there's nothing else I can do for you, have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling Eagle Moth.
Well, I just want to let you know, I will order more stuff from you guys. This is not the end, you know.
Yes,
but
sir.
It's just this product is, like, not coming through. Okay? Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Eagle Moth. You have a wonderful day.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.